Gentlemen, please continue moving across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seats to those needing special assistance.
Yeah.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the door. The monorail will depart.
I know you're nervous. I can totally feel it in your hand. It's gonna be okay. I promise the crowds aren't that bad.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call.
It's like, look, it's barely busy in here. Yeah, we're in the quiet season. I told you I'll take you when it's almost dead in the park. I mean, we still have to do fast pass, but it's like this. Here, let me pull up on my phone. So it's like this thing where you pick a ride and you pick a time, pretty much. It's like reservations at a restaurant, but instead of eating food, you gotta go to a ride and not have to wait in line, essentially.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're traveling to
so we should like decide that now. Here, let me see if I can pull up my phone. Here we go.
You'll find shopping and dining for an authentic island adventure.
Okay. So when we get in the park, there's Main Street USA. And it's like this long street, and there's like a bunch of. It's basically like the 1950s in America. The quote unquote Main Street of America kind of thing. It's cool. And like right down the side of the road, you can see Cinderella's Castle. Yeah. Oh, no, there's no ride. I wish there was a ride in Cinderella Castle. I think people used to be able to stay in there. But I don't know if that's true anymore. Okay, I'll ask someone when we get in there. It's probably going to be really expensive. Yes, way more expensive than the hotel we're staying in right now. Okay, so there's basically... Well, I think there's like only... Well, there's five. So there's Tomorrowland, Fantasyland, Liberty Square, Frontierland, and Adventureland. There used to be something called Toontown a long time ago, where like they had Mickey's house and Minnie's house and Goofy's house, I think. You can like, and there's like a tent, and you can go in there and get like all the autographs from all the different characters. They used to sell these really awesome autograph books, and I had that book filled out cover to cover with all these autographs. I had like Chip and Dale and like Aladdin. I had everyone. I have, like, when we get back home, I'll see if I can find it. Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore. Now it's Beauty and the Beast, Be Our Guest. Like that whole area is pretty much where that used to be. And then they expanded out towards the other side to where they have like this. They have another, it's not like a monorail, it's like a normal train that goes around the park that you can go to the outer perimeter zones with, so. Yeah, we can ride that. That's like more of like an end of the day kind of thing. When the sun's setting, we can totally do that. Well, my opinion is that we should get Fastpass for Space Mountain. It is, I promise, it's not as scary as it sounds. It is like the tamest roller coaster ever. It's just really dark. I promise you'll love it though. The line is like really fun too. There's like a bunch of like mini games you can do in line now instead of just sitting there in the dark. It's way better now. And if we get a fast pass, we just bypass all that. And no, we can. Well, after you're done riding it once, you're gonna want to ride it again, and then we can go through the line and do all the mini games. Yeah. So my thing is, let's go to Tomorrowland first. And then we can go back to Tomorrowland at the end, because that's like the best part of all Disneyland. Yeah. Well, there's Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blaster. It's like this ride where you're in this kind of like a... It's like a trolley. Not a trolley. It's like a little pod, and you get... I get a gun, you get a gun, we like shoot for a high score. Then no. There's no way you're gonna beat him. Listen, you're talking to a 10-year Disney vet here. You're not gonna... I know all the secrets and all the tricks. Yeah. Are you paying attention to the stops? I'm kidding. I am. Don't worry. I will not. I'll know. I'm paying attention. I'm just messing with you. Okay, so there's that. There's a bunch of stuff to do in Fantasyland too. There's the new Seven Dwarf coaster. There's other stuff besides roller coasters. Okay, I know. Yes. We'll do Small World. We'll do the Peter Pan ride. We'll do. There's the Under the Sea ride. I don't think it's like the best compared to the old ones. I love the old rides way more. brand new beginning. Or even if it's yeah. your first visit. No, like the plan's to do everything. We're gonna do everything today. So we invite you to join us. Haunted today. Mansion. I swear I'm not picking scary rides. Haunted Mansion isn't scary at all, I promise. It's like, it's not even spooky. It's just like this kind of fun. It's like the Eddie Murphy movie. But it existed before the movie, and the movie's based on the ride. It's complicated. Yeah, it's, I guarantee it's much better than the movie. The movie's awful. Yeah. And then there's Splash Mountain. For those of you remaining on board, it's not a coaster. It is a like a plume. Is it plume or flume? Plumes for birds. It's a flume ride. Yeah, it's fun. It's like you get in this boat and then you go around and you kind of see the adventures of Br'er Rabbit. And yeah, nothing bad happens. Yeah, there might be like a little drop at the end, but I'll hold you, I promise, I'll hold you the whole way down, and it won't be bad. And after we get wet, we can go on Big Thunder Mountain and dry off. That is why they're like right next to each other. You do Splash Mountain first, Big Thunder Mountain second. Yeah. You'll need to change monorails at the transportation and ticket center. As you board, what else? Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean, obviously. Yeah, it is. They reworked the ride, so they have Johnny Depp in there now, and I think Jeffrey Rush, and maybe Orlando Bloom's in the new rework. Yeah, so that'll be fun. It's yeah, it's just like the movie, except a ride. We have to do the People Mover, though. That is my favorite ride. It is way more interesting than it sounds. It is, so it's like this, so like the premise of Tomorrowland was like the base off, or the jumping off point for Epcot, and Epcot was originally going to be what Celebration became. Long story short, though, the People Mover is just so much fun. I promise you'll love it. It's, you basically just sit in a cart and you go slowly around Tomorrowland and you just see a bunch of stuff. In fact, we should do People Mover before we do Space Mountain. Oh, shit. Oh, this is our stop. Okay, come on. Let's go.